is Davin's Den.
All right, last segment of this particular show. We will do some scamming scammers with my lovely girlfriend, Lacey. We love Lacey. Where we last left off with Lacey. Fake Davin and Lacey were doing well. Felt good about the relationship. Feel like they were simpatico. I feel like a lot of love. I feel good about these two kids. I mean,
It was pretty goddamn lovey-dovey.
It was. It's what I like. I like when it works out. So, we were last left on November 9th of 2019, and I said to her, I'd love to hear your voice. Can you record a message here for me, love? Because on Instagram, you can record messages. That's where I left it. And then I said, so we'll pick up. I go, why quiet now? You don't want me to hear you? And I said, guess not. And then she said later on, she came back, she said, you gonna hear me? And she goes, when you send me a picture of you. She wants a picture of me.
Wait. That's new. I don't think she asked you for a picture before.
No, she's saying she wants one now.
Hmm. So what kind of picture?
I sent her a picture of me. And I said, it was one of me performing somewhere.
Yeah.
And she goes, and I go, start talking, lady. She goes, that's your profile picture, man.
Dude, what's that about?
I don't know, man. I have a hard time picturing a woman going, man, like that.
Depends on the girl.
Well, I guess. But
this isn't a girl.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't have confirmation that this is a woman.
Right.
So she's not happy with the picture. I sent my profile picture. Oh, so it was my headshot. She's not happy with that. She goes, I see that every minute. I go, you asked for a picture, send me a message, and I'll give you something different. Now we're negotiating.
Yeah. I see that.
And then I sent her another picture. Okay, I go, now I've given you another picture. I have fulfilled my part of the deal. Let me hear you.
Nice.
And,
It was the salam. Right?
What?
The big sausage? That you sent her a dick pic, right?
Ah, yes. Yes, I did. So, that was on November 10th. I did not hear from her anymore. The next day, on November 11th, I get, good morning, sweetheart. I go, hello, my true love. She goes, how are you doing? I go, let's not talk about that. Remember, I'm starting to have side effects from Max, the ghost, being with me, which we learned last segment, apparently to you fuckers is not a big deal. So whatever.
I forgot.
I go, let's not talk about that. How are you, babe? She goes, let's not talk about what? I go, how I am doing. I go, may I hear my girlfriend now? I go, may I see my boyfriend selfie picture now? She wants a selfie picture. Now she's getting more specific.
Wow.
What does she think you're not real?
She could be collecting this to use to scam other people. You know?
Yeah.
Something that, if she gets a selfie, it's a lot more authentic. Oh, you know, here I am.
Yeah.
As opposed to the pictures that I normally send, which are just stuff you can find on my social media or my website.
Right.
So she goes, may I see my boyfriend's selfie picture now? Not him on stage. She goes, everyone see him on stage every day, and I want something private.
Oh, she wants your private. So I told you.
She's got good taste. I go, I don't really tell.
Everybody sees you on stage every day?
Yeah, it's true. I mean, yeah. No, they don't. Especially now.
No.
Right.
Even then?
So I go, I don't really take selfies. You just asked for a picture. You say you wanted to see me perform. I thought you would like that sad face. Remember, she did say she wanted to see me perform.
Yeah.
I go, tell you what, let me hear you and I will take a selfie just for you today. I really want to see if this is a guy or a girl. Not that that will be confirmation,
sure,
but at least I'll know if there's a woman in the picture somewhere.
Yeah, I know, but it's like if there's a guy and he just throws a dress on, the jig is up.
The jig is up. She goes, okay. I go, can't wait. I go, did you just switch your account to private? Because her settings changed. I go, what's going on? I go, then I go, it's messed up that we were having a conversation. Your account went private without telling me. Why you did not record a message for me? And you vanished all day. I thought we were past the game playing.
Yeah, what's she doing?
I don't know. So on November 12th, she responds, yes, I thought we did, but you gave me a second thought since you refused to send me a picture of you. But I have sent her pictures. She's just getting more and more specific.
Yeah.
What the fuck is this? She's changing the rules of engagement. I go, I've sent you two. I said I will send you a selfie if you send a voice message. You said okay. She goes, you should know that I'm mad at something when you hear me say okay that way.
When you...
What the fuck is this?
Maybe she is a woman.
Yeah.
It's just a stereotypical thing as a woman that is a guy. Yeah. You could say that to a guy being a woman, and a guy will be like, yeah, that's true.
Right. No. That's a girl talking.
But I'm not. But I'm not hearing her say okay. I'm just reading
right.
okay. I mean, you know, it's bad enough when you ladies want us to infer the meaning of your words when we hear them. Now you want me to infer the meaning of your words when I see it? It's a little much. It's a little much.
Yeah. Well, that's why Joe and I left, because we're like, oh man, she's playing that. Guess what's in my head? That's a terrible game.
Yeah, go to the compound, hang out with your friends. No, you want to go? No, that's fine. Go to the compound, have fun with your friends.
It's fine. I'm fine with that.
Look, it's cool. No, that's fine. No, it's so not fine.
It's so not fine.
Like, I got this shit in real life. I need
every
it from
relationship I've ever had. Oh, God.
Yes.
It's a little much to have to deal with this from a fake girlfriend.
Well, and to try to figure it out from just reading the text. Oh, I'm supposed to infer your tone?
Yeah, you gotta take shit from a fake girlfriend. It's better than you gotta do it from a wife of your girl. You have a fake girlfriend. Nothing. Really?
Nothing.
What I should have said.
Wrong.
What I should have said to Lacey is, I'll tell you what I tell my wife.
Uh-oh. Yeah, that would have gone over.
I go, well, you never specified. I gave you two pictures. I will send you a third, which will be a selfie. If you don't want to let me hear you, then just go away. I've changed everything about me. I've battled demons, both my own and from not of this world. And you can't even do this. I'm trying to turn the tables here. I think I have a good case to be made.
I like it.
Yeah, demons from another world. That was a good one. You threw the other. You know, even from another world. So you got all sorts of shit going on.
And I continued. And I can't hear you say okay. That's the whole damn point. My girlfriend even won't let me hear her. That is where we are at.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Yes.
Stop making sense.
that won't work out well for me. She goes, where's the picture? I go,
wow.
I go, let me hear you. I gave you two, and each one you complain about. I have given you my word that since you specifically asked for a selfie, I will send you a selfie. Why can't I hear you? We are not at lovey-dovey anymore, are we?
No. Battle stations.
Yeah. I go, so
she's
now that's...
She's getting a little demanding.
What?
She's getting a little demanding.
Yeah, at least it's not for an Amazon gift card this time.
I know.
So it's November 13th. I go, so what have you decided? Do I get to hear you? Or after all this time, are we calling it quits?
Call her bluff.
Yeah. She goes, send the picture. You'll hear my voice because I requested first. But I've sent her pictures.
I've requested first. No, I asked first. No, I go first. I asked first. Baby.
I go, baby. I go, and I sent you two pictures. She goes, I meant a picture of you right now. I go, let me hear you right now, and I will send you my selfie immediately. You hear my voice all the time. I have never heard you. If you love me, you will do this for me.
Oh, boy.
Listen, it's getting the critical mass here. It's desperate right now. I go, if you can't do this, then just leave me be. I feel very ill, and fighting with you is not helping.
Oh, no, what's wrong with fake Devin?
I'm sure Max is acting up.
I'm sure.
What's acting up?
Max.
Max.
The demon. Oh, okay. The demon that lives inside me.
Oh, I got you.
You don't know the name of the demon that lives in his head? Are you for real? Come on, you should know.
Maybe got a cold. I don't know if it's Max.
You know the name of the demon that lives in your head. You don't know Davin's demon? Come on.
Yeah, really.
She goes, send me a picture of you now and I'll call you.
Oh.
And then I go, are you there? She goes, yes. And then I go, well. And she goes, where are you now? I go, are you going to call? I go, what the fuck, Lacey? Seriously, what the fuck, Lacey? I'm having enough of this shit.
Yeah, say.
Well, so, why don't you go for a video, not only call, why don't you go for the video chat angle?
Well, funny you should ask. I tried to start a video call with her the very next moment.
That's your MO.
Yeah.
So I tried. I tried several times.
Was she sitting in the dark with a hoodie?
I did not get through. On November 25th, this was the 13th, 12 days later, I said, hey. There. Hey there. Then I said, I don't understand you. And then I sent her a picture of, on December 23rd. So the 13th, from November 13th to December 23rd, I had not had contact with her. I tried reaching out.
Yeah.
She was not. So then on December 23rd of 2019, I sent her a picture. And the picture was, and I write to her, good old Nikki Benz, who's a porn star and the girl she was pretending to be.
Oh, that's great.
And then on the 24th, I go, don't be mad. We had fun, and my pants have not gotten lost in months. And I sent her an image of Davin's Den Scams, the scammer logo.
Don't be mad. I love when you end up, like, telling them, look, we had some laughs, but the joke's on you.
I don't know. I don't always do it. I pick my spots.
Yeah, no, I know, but I like that ending, especially when she doesn't get back, you know?
And she blocked me then.
I don't know if you've got any more on here, but I would like to hear her rebuttal on sending her a picture of Nikki Benz.
Oh, no. No. We were done. It was over. I was blocked.
Yeah. But you know what? Sending her the Davin Sten logo is like, ba-beep, ba-beep, ba-beep. That's all, folks.
Yeah.
It just was a weird place for her to end it.
Yeah, it really was. It's like, why are you battling? Well, I was trying to think about it while you were saying it, and I think since she figured out she's not going to get any money out of you, maybe she would just work for, I'm going to get some usable photos that I can use for somebody else. You know,
yeah.
She's just going to get what she could get at that point.
But the thing about it showing that Davin Sten scams the scammers is, it's just showing her, it's giving the upper hand. Not only didn't you get any money, we wasted your fucking time.
Yeah.
We wasted your fucking, we do a show, you stupid bitch, you, well, whoever you are, you fell into our trap, you asshole.
Yeah. That's why I like that
your
ending.
Time.
Yes.
Time. And you know what? Here's the thing, you might hear yourself on the show. You know, it's really, it's kind of a good kicking their ass. Not only didn't you fool it, you were on our show, dedicate, you know, where we do a segment on scam and scammer. So that was pretty funny.
Well, you know, here's the thing with that. I have to pick my spots because if there's a chance I think they might come back, I don't want to show that yet.
No, I know.
Right.
That's why, you know, when I was asking the question, I go, it would have been interesting, and hear me out on this, it would have been interesting to hear what she said about the Nikki Benz thing, But you said, no, but it's done. So that, so you know when it's done. You know when it's done where, yeah, this is over. Here's our logo, stupid, and someone's next.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised that she ended it when she did. I was not expecting that. But, from April through November, she got nothing.
Yeah, good.
She might have kept it going, but you kind of ended it.
Well, no, I think she did, because she stopped responding. She pretty much had enough of me, and, here's what I remember now. So I had reported her at one point as being a scammer.
Oh.
And they didn't do anything. Months later, they took her profile offline that she was using. But because I reported her as being a scammer, I could no longer see the conversations on Instagram. I couldn't get it. So I had to download my old... I had to download the information, and then I had to get what they call like a JSON file. It's a pain in the ass. That's why I don't have all the pictures and all the emojis.
Right, right.
Because it's not on Instagram anymore. So she actually did start another profile, and I friended her with one of my alter egos that I used to warn. But then that one got taken off. We had a little bit of conversation. But nothing really much. I was going to try to see if I could keep it going with a different profile. But
yeah, but the important thing is you were a thorn in her ass.
Oh yes,
and also hitting her with the Davidson scams the scammers. It's kind of like it's like here you go. Also, here's a plug. Oh, wait, waste your time. Here's a plug.
Did you guys enjoy Lacey with the ghost busting?
Yeah, I did. I did. It was a nice new element of weird to throw in, and just to see how she would react to that, like the fact that she was getting freaked out about it was great.
I like the fact that she was contemplating me setting her up talking to her dad. What will you ask him? If he can give me some money.
Also, you have to remember the correlation between voodoo and looking into the afterlife too. There's a correlation to that, which they're not thrilled about. So.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if she practices voodoo. I don't know that.
But still, that that whole cult. I mean, every time we scared a scammer with that, they would head for the hills. Or freak out, or get very upset.
She was actually pretty good with the ghost thing, though.
Managed it pretty well. But I loved how that the deepest thought that she had, if be able to look into the great beyond, was send me some money. Deep thinker, that girl.
Well, as Joe likes to say, we have a job. She has a job. So.
Yep.
So that is Lacey. I guess next week we'll start with a different one. We'll see what I have. I think I have to download more shit from Instagram. Got to see that stuff. But I thought Lacey served us well.
Yeah, I think so too.
Good old
she did.
Good old Nikki Benz. So that'll be more. All right. So let's wrap this puppy up. Unless there's anything else you guys want to discuss.
I was a little distracted towards the end of the show because, as you know, my office space here is also where the cat boxes are, and I am proud to report that the cat who had trouble pooping, the eagle has landed.
Yay!
Ew, you're going to smell like cat turds. You're going to smell like cat turds. You're going to smell like cat turds.
Nobody's saying I don't already.
Oh, I hope you never come back here then.
Yes, I already do. Smell like cat turds.
All right. Well, fun show. We had to do all those news stories because there was just so much that was covered.
So much.
And I still have other ones that I wanted to cut to, but couldn't do it all. But it was a fun show, and that we did our last countdown of the year. So we want to thank Sensei Russ Ferdico for his continued support. Thank you, Russ.
Thank you, Russ.
Laugh at home comedy. Nothing can compare to seeing a live stand-up comedy show in person. The feel of a group of strangers having a shared experience. The performer talking directly to you. And, of course, you letting the performer know how much you are enjoying them. Laugh at home comedy brings that to you in the comfort of your own home or business. Whether it is one of our comedy club style shows or a private event for you and your friends or coworkers, Laugh at home comedy will bring the live comedy experience to you in the comfort of your own home. Go to laughathomecomedy.com. They're fun shows. They're good. And I don't know when the hell we're ever. Some places are doing live comedy, but I can't see that lasting very long. I noticed like a lot of the places that have been open doing comedy are like in the States where like things are spiking crazily now.
Yeah, great.
Let's see what happens. Governors is going to try to do some live outside stuff by the side of the club. Probably
okay.
In another couple of weeks, so we'll see what happens there.
Remember what we used to say? You can't do comedy outside. Now we're all trying to do comedy outside.
Try something.
Yeah, it's not ideal outside, but I guess it's better than nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
Dave Chappelle did a quote-unquote comedy special from outside. Did you guys watch that?
No. I did. It was really intense.
It wasn't comedy though. It was good. It was
it
powerful.
Wasn't.
There wasn't a lot of jokes in there. Because I was like,
no.
I'm like, because I don't really watch Chappelle that much, but I'm like, wow, if he can make this shit funny, maybe I'll be able to figure out a way. But he didn't make it funny. So
he didn't make it funny.
No, it's
no, but, and his voice. God damn.
What do you mean?
Oh, his voice has gotten lower and scratchier.
Because he smokes. Because he smokes.
Smoking has not done him any favors.
No. I was trying to think how you could like trying to make this protest stuff funny and everything, and I guess you can make the riot stuff funny. But people have been doing looting jokes for ages. There's nothing uncharted there.
Right.
I tried thinking about it a couple days ago. I couldn't come up with anything as of now to make this funny. You know.
I got a whole bunch of stuff that I wrote down just for everything that's happened in the past 3 months. And I actually got to assemble it. I got to find out what's relevant, what's not relevant. So it's the first time I go up, and I don't even know when that will be. I mean, I got something, I think, in August, and then with Adam Ferrara in October. I don't know, you know. But still, I want to put something together around that, you know. But it's a lot of comics are like, you know, oh, I guess everybody's going to talk about COVID and all that. Yeah, well, what the hell else are we going to talk about, you know? I'm trying to think about outside the box and some stuff. It'll be interesting. But, the interesting thing is on the comedy side, it's a little light. On the music side, a couple of my music buddies have been picking up some gigs. Fragile Sky, we're rehearsing again. We have rehearsal tomorrow night. We're rehearsing next Wednesday as well. You know, I don't
You guys are You guys are all getting together?
Yeah, getting together. We have this studio that's in Huntington. It's a very big studio. Social distancing in this studio is not a problem. I mean, it's a big fucking stage, so that's not a problem. But, you know,
are you going to social distance?
I'm sorry?
Are you going to social distance?
Yeah, most likely, yeah. I mean, it's a big stage. We play in that studio. We play far apart. Anyway, we have a new drummer we're breaking in anyhow. You know, so it's like, you know, there's really no gigs. Sexy Susan, we have a gig scheduled in October. We'll probably be going in rehearsals in another month and a half, you know, I guess. And I don't even know if we're going to rehearse at John's house or a studio. So we got to see. But, you know, on the music side, it's I see, you know, guys I know starting to get stuck, you know. So we'll see what happens.
You know what I was just thinking about? We could maybe one of these in the next coming couple of weeks. Maybe we'll do this shit outside if the weather's nice. Just do one. I mean, we'll do mostly Zoom shows from now until we can get back to normal. But, I mean, I can set it up so we're far apart outside, maybe.
We'll see.
This Zoom stuff is not ideal for the radio show. We talk over each other too much, but it's what we got.
Yeah. But, you know, it'll also become buggy and hot out, and so that won't be really ideal for being outside either.
I'll put the fire pit up. Get the fire pit going. Put some citronella candles going.
Make some s'mores during the show.
Why not? Make some s'mores during the show. Although it'll be tough. We won't be next to the cat box. I don't know how we'll be able to perform.
Funny.
I don't know how to do the show unless I'm near a cat box.
I know. Being in a clean studio is your kryptonite.
It is.
All right. That was fun. Put this up online. Good seeing you guys. Thank you guys for listening, watching, whatever you were doing, with your pants on, without your pants on, I don't judge. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. Don't try to teach your kid to swim.
Yes, happy Father's Day.
I think we learned that in several stories tonight.
Kids,
away from your father in water. Nothing good happens. Nothing good happens when dad gets near water.
No.
What do I fucking say to end the show? Can't remember what I say. If you like us, tell
us. If you like us?
Yeah, that's what I fucking say. I'm tired. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way.
No one.
That was pathetic. That was sad. Keep on. I got it together. I got it together.
How do we close the show? It's 9 years. How do we close the show?
I'm tired. Either way, keep on.
That is how we close the show. I'm tired.
That is the.
Yeah, I
got hours of editing ahead of me. Either way, keep on listening.